the course for information only. Others have liked the course so well, they decided to switch careers from attending the course. I will prepare you to take the real estate exam and help you understand the questions on the exam through examples, practice exams, and a final course test. For more details, call Bogutson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogutson@charter.net. Come join us today. Time is running out.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
And now, a star is born. On January 23rd, 1951, the world welcomed little baby Sully Sullenberger. Everyone realized the pilot's potential to be a hero when his mother's water broke and he landed right on top of it. Sully Sullenberger, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's also a
stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. For the first time since the partial government shutdown started 33 days ago, the Senate scheduled votes to end it tomorrow. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says
the opportunity to end all this is staring us right in the face.
The Republicans' plan includes border wall money, temporary protection for some people here illegally, and more limits on asylum. The Democrats would reopen the government for about 2 weeks to negotiate on immigration.
If you're looking for a way to open up the government, this is the way.
Either bill needs 60 votes to pass. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says that he's exploring a run for the Democratic Party presidential nomination, putting out a video this morning.
We can't look for greatness in the past. Right now, our country needs a fresh start.
He's 37 years old, gay, married, a Naval Reserve lieutenant who served in Afghanistan. He's from South Bend, elected mayor 7 years ago. He's a Rhodes Scholar who went to Harvard. This is Fox News.
Necessity is the mother of invention, and Greg Budell has invented something to help him in the quest to use his beloved garden tub. Greg, what did you say to Mrs. Ritterbuttle when you completed your invention?
Prepare to be astonished!
Jay Scott, I understand Greg got a little help online.
God bless the internet.
Emily Hayes, what do you think of Greg's invention?
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
How say you, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, what can Greg say to that nasty old bathwater now?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yes, Greg's revolutionary invention could change the world.
Isn't it delightful?
Stand by for three men and a lady.
I've got a brand new garden tub and you've got a brand new...
Flange!
Flange, yeah, exactly. It is 4 minutes after 8 o'clock, I'm Greg. He's Jay. She is getting married this weekend in just a matter of hours. And right now, y'all know who this man is.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Showers
already dominating West Alabama, and they're working their way eastward. But the main show, the heavier band of showers and storms, will enter the state later on, primarily after lunchtime, and then move across the state as the day goes on. Some of the storms could be on the strong side. In fact, part of the state, mainly, let's say, south of I-80 and west of I-65, are under a marginal severe weather risk today. So maybe a few stronger storms. We'll be watching the radar carefully, especially after what happened on Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms, particularly this afternoon and this evening, a few, again, could be strong. Locally heavy downpours could be a total of maybe inch and a half of rain, maybe some places a little more. Windy today with a high around 66, then colder tonight, low 37, as the showers come to an end in the wee hours. Could be a snow flurry on the very back end. Not a big deal. Windy, cold tomorrow, high 48, down to the 30 by Thursday night. Very chilly Friday, high in the mid-40s, and then we're in the 20s on Friday night. Saturday's high in the low 50s with sunshine, and more sunshine, 54 on Sunday. Right now this morning, southeast winds at 17 miles per hour, mostly cloudy skies, and a very mild 62 at 8:07.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
You know, Jay, when you step on your carpet and you hear the squish sound.
I just got that.
That's not a good thing, especially if it's not supposed to squish, and it's not supposed to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you know what? Probably something has happened while you were gone, and you may need plumbing by LukeWire. Because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on their expertise at Plumbing by LukeWire. They're not only reliable, they're prompt and professional. And I've had some issues with other plumbers over the years that whenever I had a problem, I would look at the phone book back when they would print phone books, and I'd say, no, can't call them. And then a friend of mine said, try LukeWire. I said, you mean my air conditioning and heating people? And they said, yeah, but they're second to none in the River Region for plumbing. So now it's a non-issue. When I have a plumbing issue, I call Plumbing by LukeWire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at LukeWire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, get ready. Coming up, we are going to play
Truth or Baloney.
And we will give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Not tickets to the wedding.
No, that was just another rumor that somebody... That was fake news.
That's fake news, Jay. Don't be like them.
Fake news.
No, not giving away tickets to the wedding, but the reception.
By the way, they came up with another one of those lists that ranks the state from top, from number one to number 57 in another category.
What was the category?
Best and worst states to drive in.
Oh, okay.
And we should be happy, I guess, because we're not in the top 10.
Okay.
But we're not in the bottom 10 either. Worst states.
Mississippi.
Alaska, I would imagine road conditions has something.
Oh, yeah. Summer gravel roads, yeah.
State of Washington, California. We have no money to pave roads there. They're too busy giving it to people that don't belong here. New Hampshire. I was surprised about New Hampshire because
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Rhode Island, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a thread between some of these states. New Jersey, Wyoming. They, too, have very, very extreme climate conditions there.
And that makes for potholes. That's how I grew up in Ohio, and there's big potholes because of the extreme winters.
That was the same thing in Chicago, but I think part of the pothole problem there developed because they just weren't bribing the contractors enough to use a high grade of asphalt. Yeah, that's Chicago. And Maryland also made that list. Let's give credit, because I think they're going to be on with us this afternoon. Dana Dulk and Jacqueline Thompson. Dana Dulk is from Mississippi, and Mississippi was ranked number one.
Please clap.
Yeah.
Number one for best?
Best roads, best driving.
Hmm.
And Missouri this is interesting. Missouri has the cheapest gas. I know we are about 40 cents a gallon lower than Florida. In California, where they have ports everywhere.
California,
it's over $4.50 a gallon because of taxes.
It's like $1.77 at the quick shop in Millbrook.
And then they wonder why people are fleeing these wretched states.
Makes you want to buy an $8 pack of cigarettes. Prices like that. I don't know why I said that. I just we're listening to the dog.
I'm just listening to Bailey snore.
The dog snore.
God bless her.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic into the second half of the rush hour this morning, and we got a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one at 3700 Wears Ferry Road. That's where Wears Ferry intersects the Atlanta Highway. We also have an accident at the Boulevard and Carmichael Road. That's going to cause a lot of delays this morning. Be careful as you travel. The interstates are running along just fine this morning. No problems on the 31s. The rest of the Boulevard, busy as usual. You'll see delays at the traffic lights. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other
lawyers. Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
Hi.
My mic is still turned down a little bit from earlier.
No, it's not. Look at this. Well, even with the others.
I can't hear myself as loudly.
I mean, I got you.
There we go. That's real nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had to go way up on that one.
It's almost all the way to the top.
Well, okay.
I don't want to hear myself as loud as I can make a headphone. That I can guarantee you.
Yep. Anywho.
Do you need a Heimlich maneuver?
I'm not sure.
If you are in pain and wish to find relief, we recommend, or I especially recommend, Dr. Jeff Pasley and the staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Dr. Jeff Pasley and the staff have been taking care of folks in the River Region for over a decade. Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, Montgomery, all the surrounding communities, they have a very flexible schedule to get you in and out in a timely fashion because they know that your lives are busy ones. But they also know that you don't have time to deal with constant pain, chronic pain, or maybe an old injury has flared up and giving you grief in the new year. So wellness-oriented, that's what Dr. Pasley is. And if you want to learn more about what they do at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, check out millbrookchiropractor.com. Give them a call at
Dad Kim.
Give them a call at 285-8483. And if you are always trying to save time, you can set up your appointment and fill out your new patient paperwork online as well. Again, that's Millbrook Chiropractor, Adakim.
Adakim. Okay, thank you very much, Emily Hayes. All right, coming up, we are going to play the Oscar nominations came out right around this time yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I want to double check the audacity, not the audacity, the accuracy of this. Because we're doing Truth or Baloney, and if you feel like you are pretty up to speed on actors who have and have not received nominations for Academy Awards, I just want to look and see where they're... How could this be?
How could it be that you have 95 pieces of paper and you can't find the one that you need right when you need it?
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
Well, just here to state the obvious.
Yeah. Okay. I will be back with this, but you can win a $10 seafood bistro.
But that's all, folks.
What is wrong? All right, let's get news at 8:15, and then we'll be right back after a special salute in song to the NFL referee.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The State Department of Education has released its failing schools list, which includes 10 Montgomery public schools. MPS officials say they expect better results next year. You can see the full list at alabamanews.net. Baldwin Middle School in Montgomery will be closed today because of a natural gas leak. MPS officials say the gas to the building has been turned off, which will impact other systems inside. Crews will be making repairs and school should be back in session on Thursday. And former Congressman Arthur Davis has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. Davis joins Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Davis represented Alabama's 7th District for 4 terms in Congress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Premiering today.
We're the NFL referees. The fans think that none of us can see. A ball hits the ground and we say it was complete. We're the NFL.
Someone breathed on the QB, so I called him for a roughing penalty. Keeping all these rules straight is kind of tough for me. I'm an NFL referee.
We're the NFL referees, and we make you yell at your TV. Making crappy calls is our only guarantee. We're the NFL referees.
I missed a pass interference penalty. It cost the team the game, probably. It's hard to make the call while checking my Twitter feed. I'm an NFL referee.
We're the NFL referees. And boy, do we keep things interesting.
It's always the time to check.
How about some fun?
Truth or baloney?
Yay. Okay. I still haven't found the piece I need, but by the time somebody calls in and joins us at 272-922, here it is. I found it.
Hooray!
You spent all that time looking and then boom. There it is.
Right there. The whole time. All right. Yesterday with the Oscar nominations out, the topic is actors who have still never been nominated for an Academy Award. So we'll give you the name of an actor, and you got to tell us whether they've ever been nominated for anything in their body of work. And these are all pretty famous people.
You know what we need in here?
The air back on?
Yeah, let's do that.
It was really cold.
It feels really warm.
Yeah,
it feels really warm.
But it was very cold in here.
That's not how I talk.
That sometimes...
No, it's not.
There's maggots in
that's
the cheese.
That's, by the way, a potential contestant.
Listen, you know what we need in here? We need those...
Hello, this is News Talk.
New shock, who's yes? That's my favorite.
Hey, who's that?
We need those buzzer things for when we play Truth or Baloney.
Oh.
Can we get buzzers?
To buzz in?
Let me talk to Tom about that. And we'll get you a little, we'll make this a little Emily.
Hold on, one second.
Why can't anybody ever call me by the right name here?
I'm lowering your microphone again, too.
Emily.
Emily.
What about those little noisemaker things
I
that
was
are...
called Melissa this morning? Melissa. Amy, Bridget,
even the
Brittany,
boss, even Mr.
Melissa.
Butters called her Amy yesterday. I almost lost it in the hall.
And the,
so
you're like what Alexa Silver is. You just answer to anything that's relatively close.
The preacher will have to list all of those names, right?
It looks like Smokin' Otis wants to give this a shot.
So Amelia.
Let's bring Amelia.
We still need buzzers in here, though.
Buzzards or buzzers?
Buzzers, and then
because I'm here, we already have one buzzer.
We'll put lights here.
You know,
and that way you'll see which person buzzes in first.
Why can't I just look at you?
Sprays our hands.
I can't give everybody like a different noisemaker. I could give Rich Kazoo, you a ding thing.
Didn't we have those little, didn't we have those horns for your anniversary?
I think I still have some downstairs. Mm-hmm. I can't hear myself again.
That'll go over well. Okay. Blasting one of those party horns into the radio microphone. Right.
Exactly.
Listeners will love us when we start using that kind of. All right. Otis.
Yes, sir.
You understand what we're doing here?
I think so. As long as Glenn Close is not on the list, we might be all right.
Nothing wrong.
No, this isn't
Glenn
about
Close.
This isn't about homely women. It's about actors. Actors who have never received an Academy Award nomination for anything they've ever done.
All right.
All right.
All right. Our first name, Jim Carrey. Has he ever been nominated for an Oscar?
No.
Winning.
That is correct. He did win Golden Globules in 1999 and 2000 before he went crackpot on the world with The Truman Show and Man on the Moon.
Yeah.
But no Oscar nods for either one of those.
One of my random facts I didn't have this morning was that 1994, The Mask with Jim Carrey, the Ace Ventura with Jim Carrey, and Dumb and Dumber all came out in the same year.
He was the $20 million man. That's what he would get for a movie. And I wouldn't go see his movie if they were showing it right now in the office of Jennifer
Roy.
I just...
Nor would I if they paid me the $20 million.
All right. Here's our next name. Marilyn Monroe. Okay. Has she or hasn't she ever been nominated for an Oscar?
Interesting question. What do you think?
Do I get a lifeline or anything?
I mean, I'm not going to be able to help you, man. I have no idea.
Nobody else has
I don't think we know, so it's really a toss-up.
All right. Well, let me flip the coin, and I say yes.
Winning.
You did it!
Wow!
She did get a Golden Globe for Some Like It Hot in 1960, but did not get an Academy Award nomination for that. So that means you, Oaken Smotis.
You're going to Emily's wedding!
Whoa!
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I read the ticket wrong. It's Seafood Bistro.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe I could take a bowl of gumbo to the wedding.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go down the rest of the names.
Yeah.
Just for funsies. The next name on the list is Richard Gere. Richard Gere, has he never been nominated for an Oscar?
I think he has.
I think he has not.
So, Jay?
Yeah, I think he's been nominated.
I think he has.
The fact is, he has not.
Oh.
No. Right.
So, Emily.
You get the tickets to your wedding.
Yay.
You get to go to the wedding.
You got two tickets for the wedding of Emily.
I've already bought a dress and everything.
Oh, boy.
I'm so excited.
Now you can keep your wedding access, or you can go for the door.
He won a Golden Globe for Chicago in 2003, but did not get an Oscar nod. The next name on our list, Kim Basinger. Has she been nominated for an Oscar?
Yes
or no?
L.A. Confidential.
Well, her lips could have been, so I'd say yes.
And that is...
Winning.
True. And she won Best Supporting Actress for L.A. Confidential in 1998. That's a pretty good film. And then finally, Kim's ex-husband, Alec Baldwin, has never been nominated for an Oscar. Is that... yay or nay?
I say yay.
I don't think he has been.
Anybody else? Once we hit something like that, we're going to beat it to death until we're done. That didn't sound very good. Otis, hang on. Jay's going to get your... Alec Baldwin has never been nominated.
Yeah,
for an
that's
Oscar.
What I thought.
No.
But let's not forget...
In your heart. Yes.
Last year, he was my
rectum
of the year. So I gave him that award. But
that was really kind of you.
Oh, you don't know what I would have rather used. That was kind. That was very kind.
I listen in the afternoons. Yeah. I know exactly
what was in your mind.
Why? What happens in the afternoon that's so different from this show? It's 8:25.
You let anger drive your bus. It's hard for me to listen because you get so angry about things. And I know people love that about you and have come to expect that from you, your outbursts and such. They're classic. They're legendary. But they stress me out.
Look, and this is the fine line we walk these days. They stress me out, too. Our listeners are stressed. And this is why, when we were talking about that R word earlier this morning, I really don't know. I do know a number of people who are I'm close to who have developed this new thing called news avoidance syndrome. They can't, they won't even watch Fox anymore, for crying out loud. Yep. Not even to check out if Brett Baer is okay after he rolled over a vehicle and on a skiing trip.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he flipped his vehicle and they were all treated at a hospital.
Pulled a Prince Philip?
No. It was just, look, I've driven in the mountains of Colorado during a heavy snow. We're talking about 3.5-4 feet. Mm-hmm. It's freaky. It's very easy to see how somebody could, and that's driving as careful as you can.
Have you gone up some of those mountains where there's not a guard? There's not a fence, a guard?
I've told this story before. I'll tell it quickly. There's a movie called The Long, Long Trailer with Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And it was made in the 50s. And I think a lot of the comedy still plays. And it's not, I'm going to be in your show. It's not that at all. Mm-hmm. They're just a pair of newlyweds. And she decides they've got to have this enormously long house trailer. And there's a scene in which they take it up Pike's Peak.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's so well done. They really went to great lengths to make it authentic.
Isn't that kind of a narrow road?
We went up Pike's Peak in the 60s, and our palms were clammy. We were all, our eyes did not blink, because if a car is coming down,
right,
there is zero, at least then. I don't know if they've improved it or not since then, but then there was zero margin for error. And guess what? It wasn't like you went under the shoulder. You went down to the next canyon if you made a mistake.
That makes me nervous.
But we got up to the top, and my dad was very proud of the car because the transmission didn't blow. And those days, in ancient times, Emily, cars were not quite equipped to handle the circumstances they faced today.
Do you... Emulate. Oh, it was almost like emulate. It was almost like emulate.
That's a Three Dog Night song. Emulate.
Dancing to the music. Sitting on a pillow.
Right now, everybody that's got this radio station tuned in is thinking one thought.
You on drugs?
No. 829. Let me make a suggestion. Today is the 23rd, so 8 and 14 is 22. Valentine's Day is 3 weeks from Tamari. So if you're starting to feel that mental pinch, the time squeeze, like, I know I got to get something, 3 weeks, really, that'll fly by, and then it'll be the 12th or 13th, and then you'll be absolutely panicked. Don't wait that long. Get to Brian Jewelry and... If you've never been there, meet this incredible group of people, professional jewelers, who've been around for 63 years. The third generation is now running Brian Jewelry. But what has not changed is the talent, the skill, the jewelry they can create from scratch. If you have an idea, you can ping pong all over Alabama hoping you'll bump into it, but you can go straight to Brian Jewelry in Prattville, and they can make it for you. They also have a great showcase for those who are passionate about the greatest rivalry in sports, one for Auburn, one for Alabama, both filled with beautiful gift ideas, real beautiful gift ideas, not tchotchke kind of stuff that you see next to the beef sticks at a convenience store. This is beautiful jewelry. So I think it's a logical place. You can get there quickly from Montgomery, less than 20 minutes. They're at 1778 East Main, or they're a click away at brianjewelry.com. I have a little club there. Join that, and you could save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at brianjewelry.com. It is 8:30. I have a question for you.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah, what are we going to do now? What do you want to do next?
Go get some coffee.
Coffee, that's
coffee would be good.
That's a good idea. Why don't we get some coffee, and then we'll come back and we'll crocus some more.
We'll drink it downstairs. Okay.
That, of course. There's nothing up here, except for that banana peel I threw.
Right.
Why wasn't I? The one day he'll watch that segment.
That was
the day I'm throwing banana peels at
Rich
Thomas.
When all that was happening, I was like, what?
It was a prop. It was a prop.
You know, when I drop coffee on the floor, I still drink it after 5 seconds.
Yeah, me too. We are so lucky.
It's a little more inconvenient that way.
The carpeting we have in this building, you could dump a gallon of coffee, and in 5 minutes you won't see it. It's designed to absorb a coffee stain. It's amazing.
It's a nice blend of espresso-colored thread and latte-colored thread.
A la Bailey.
How was your coffee yesterday?
My coffee was very good.
The one that you tried to... but the one you made that afternoon?
Yeah.
Flavored and stuff?
Yeah.
Smelled like a cookie.
It does
in the kitchen.
Like a cookie.
Yeah.
I could make a pot, but I don't think that you guys would
I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break here at 8:31, and we'll be back with the Morning Brew nominees.
Okay.
Let's wrap up our morning rush hour with a look around Montgomery. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the authorities still mopping up the accident at Atlanta Highway and Wears Ferry Road, also Carmichael Road and the Boulevard, and there's still a little bit of a jam on Bell Road in front of the YMCA, an accident there. The rest of the city moving along as you expect on a Wednesday morning. Little delays at the traffic lights on the Boulevard. The interstates are running along fine, and the 31s present no problem getting into town this morning. The struggles with opioid addiction and pain management are real. Many are finding acupuncture as an invaluable tool. A session is only $65 at the Dr. Lee Acupuncture Clinic. Call Dr. Lee at 669-1495. That's 669-1495. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're already seeing showers on the radar as close as Jemison, Clanton, Selma, down to Camden. This is really kind of the precursor to a bigger band of showers and storms that will be entering the state about lunchtime and then moving across the state as the afternoon goes on. So showers and thunderstorms become particularly likely in the afternoon and evening hours, a few of which could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that as well. With locally heavy downpours, I think the rainfall totals, when you all add it up, is could be 1.5 inches in some spots, maybe a little heavier in the southern counties. Windy today with a high around 66. It's already very mild. Colder tonight with the rain ending in the wee hours in the morning, maybe a flurry on the back end, the very back end of the precipitation before it moves out. Low 37. Tomorrow, windy, colder, sunshine, 48. Down to 30 late Thursday night. Friday's high, well, it's a very chilly day. High only in the mid-40s, maybe 46, 47 perhaps. 20s on Friday night. And then on Saturday, with a high temperature in the low 50s, sunshine is in command. And then mostly sunny, 54 Sunday. Right now this morning, southeast winds at 17 miles per hour. It is breezy and occasionally gusting higher. Our temperature with mostly cloudy skies, 62 at 834.
How does a car wreck involving a teenager become good news? Find out next.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Baldwin Middle School in Montgomery will be closed today because of a natural gas leak. MPS officials say the gas to the building has been turned off, which will impact other systems inside. Crews will be making repairs and school should be back in session on Thursday. The State Department of Education has released its failing schools list, which includes 10 Montgomery public schools. MPS officials say they expect better results next year. You can see the full list at alabamanews.net. And former Congressman Arthur Davis has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. Davis joins Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Davis represented Alabama's 7th District for 4 terms in Congress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Wake up, fairy princesses, wake up.
Guess what day it is?
Get up before I get you up.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! This is Wednesday. She calls it over the hump day.
Wednesday?
Hump day.
We ain't one at a time in here. They broadcast me out on the radio. We're mass communicating.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is
all about a teenage car crash that saved somebody's life. In Clearwater, Florida, there actually are people under the age of 100 there. Olivia Jones. No, Clearwater is the only city in America that smells like ointment on a hot day. Olivia Jones was sitting behind a car at a red light. She noticed the woman in front of her slumped behind the wheel. Rather, the... All right, if you want a quick hit of adrenaline, jump in the passenger seat while a teenager is driving. Your life flashes by your eyes every 30 seconds. That actually did not happen. The first time my daughter drove, I was very impressed with how good she was. Anyway, this young lady named Olivia Jones was at a red light in Clearwater, Florida. She was sitting next to a car where the woman was slumped behind the wheel. At first, she thought the woman was texting because she was looking straight down. Then Olivia looked further and realized she's having a seizure. And the woman's car was starting to drift into oncoming traffic. So she thought quickly. She pulled out in front of that woman's car, hit her brakes, and allowed the lady's car to crash into hers, preventing a far darker scenario. The damage was minimal because the car was just idling. But once they both stopped, she opened the lady's door, put it in her car in park, and then called 911. EMTs arrived within 2 minutes. Now, she got a dent in her back bumper. I think she's going to be one of these people that ends up a little GoFundMe reward or something. Because that's quick thinking, and that's, man, very selfless thinking when somebody's in distress and not only just having a seizure, but perhaps drifting into traffic where a terrible wreck could take place and it would be far worse. So let's hear it for young Olivia Jones. Jebra?
Please clap.
You know, there's something else.
How do we turn that off?
Give her a ball to balance on her nose or something for a minute.
There's some food.
Before I forget.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Havana. This is the third and final time I'll announce it this morning, so jot it down. Oh, I'll remember that this afternoon. No, you won't.
You got a lot of confidence in folks.
Well, no. Look, we had a guy the other day. He was the ninth caller, and he gave the word from the previous day.
Uh-huh. Oh, poopy chickens.
You can't win with yesterday's word. You need today's word sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. Havana is the word they have. Something on the menu at Baumhauer is called the Havana Bowl. It's not a football game. It is an awesome combination of black beans and rice. You can add chicken, marinated chicken, along with sour cream and a sauce that includes onions. It's just great. It is a... it's like a food puzzle where everything perfectly matches to create one great dish.
A food puzzle.
Yeah, do you like that?
I like that.
That's the Havana Bowl at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And if you're the ninth caller this afternoon with that word when we ask, you could win lunch for two, redeemable at either Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And again tonight, I know many who have worked in town for a long time know the name Paul Brown. He is retiring on his birthday, and we're going to celebrate him tonight. We'll have cake. And salute a guy who's not only been a long supporter of all of our shows here and News Talk 93.1 FM, just a great guy and always helping people. He's one of those types of folks that likes to give somebody a lift up. We were noticing just a moment ago, the numbers starting out in the market are pretty good.
Yeah. I hope so.
I like to see green when we go there.
I do too.
Whatever happens during the day, like yesterday we had a little bit of a hit. You know, and there was a time when 300-point drop would make everybody...
Shock.
Yeah, that was like, oh, my God.
Now you take it in stride.
Great Depression.
Yeah, right.
But it's up already by 240 points, just 15 minutes into trading. Wherever it ends today, Brad McDonald joins us after 5 o'clock, explains why it happened the way it did. And I urge you, especially, we're still in the first month of the year, so you can actually still technically call it a New Year's resolution. Get with Brandt and put together a plan for the money you work so hard to make. Setting just what seems like a minimal amount aside on a weekly basis adds up quickly, and you can build yourself the nest egg you'll need later in life. It's just the best advice I may ever pass your way. Call 387 0094. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's just a get acquainted session to see what you're doing now and what you might want to be doing down the line. 3870094. That's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Morning Maroon nominees, 2 minutes away.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home, and if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts. But only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey Alexa, when is the Super Bowl?
Does it matter?
Huh?
Who really cares? I want the Saints and Chiefs to play.
I didn't know that's how you felt.
That's because you never listen. All you ever do is bark orders at me.
Well, I just...
Hey, Alexa, what's the forecast? Alexa, turn on the next episode of The Bachelor.
Okay, that's enough.
Alexa, play All Star by Smash Mouth again.
Oh, wait, never mind. Shut off.
Don't mess with me. Door quad. In the Super Bowl, the Rams will play the Patriots on February 3rd on CBS.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend Jay. Say hi, Jay.
Right now we're turning lights on and off all over the River Region.
Clip on, clip off, clip on, clip off.
I don't know what's happening.
Seafood Bistro.
Yeah, Seafood Bistro is fantastic. You know what would make you feel great? A ball of some gumbo. A bowl of some gumbo. That's what's going on in the world. Yeah, Seafood Bistro. Gonna fill you up. 1651 Perry Hill Road. They're just right down the road. You can call them at 279-7500. Get that gumbo. Get that red beans and rice. I prefer the gumbo. And Jay is more of red beans and rice.
I'm in some freaking Twilight Zone here. I don't know what's happening anymore.
Hey, do they have a website, Jay?
TheSeafoodBistro.com. Because I'm not adventurous and won't ever even try to say a deck, yeah.
Oh. That's right. Okay. You know how Jay is. Oh, I should hit him. I should hit him right now. Do that. Go to TheSeafoodBistro.com. You can see the entire menu. You can order online as well through the waiter app. And you can also just go there and enjoy it at the Seafood Bistro. Like say hello to Chef Paul and Jessica as well.
It's like a parallel universe submitted for your approval.
You know, there was a Dark Shadows episode about parallel universe.
Well, there has been.
With Dr. Julia Hoffman.
Twilight Zone.
And Barnabas Collins.
And Outer Limits.
Maggie was in that episode too.
And Star Trek.
Quentin.
I wasn't finished.
Quentin. Who the hell do you think you are?
Uh. Don't forget to like and follow him on Facebook. Yeah. Seafood Bistro.
You're real proud of yourself right now, aren't you?
I don't care.
But nobody turns your mic down.
Let's bring...
What did you call him earlier? What authoritarian name did you give him earlier?
Who?
Greg.
Greg?
Oh, she called... I don't recall. What was it, Rich? What did she say?
I forget. You referred to him as...
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I'm drawing a blank.
Right. I don't know either.
All right.
Boy, nobody knows nothing all of a sudden. Isn't that interesting?
Don't raise those eyebrows at me. I just got gut punched on the Seafood Bistro spot. I open my mouth to say hi. I can't even get the...
You should...
I can't get the... out before Jace decided, oh... I will poke fun at him later.
You should get over to Seafood Bistro before Saturday, because after Saturday, you'll be barefoot in the kitchen making the meals for your man.
No, you better be in heels.
Well, there are ways.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, your restaurant days are...
Can we build a wall right here? I think we need a wall.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people are thinking...
What? A dumbass.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have issues. Let's leave it at that. Speaking of people with issues...
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, if my face looked like a giant pile of mashed potatoes with a couple of beady eyeballs, I'd have issues, too. It's time for our morning room nominee. Dumbest of the dumb. At 8:52, it's on 93.1. All right, nominee number one, a Wisconsin man, 34-year-old guy, name not provided. Not that it's not like we're going to add him to our Christmas card list, so I guess it's not important.
Right.
Just became the poster boy for obsession with action figures.
Oh.
On Sunday night, he had been drinking.
Well,
he was pretty sure that his 46-year-old wife had damaged some of his action figures.
Oh, I read about this. Oh, no. Oh man.
Yeah. Okay, so in his drunken stupor, he responded by grabbing an axe and acting like an axehole immediately, using it to destroy the family TV, the TV stand, laptop, and the family car.
Well, those action figures must have meant a lot.
He chopped off both of the side mirrors and eventually got the axe stuck in the windshield. That's where it was when the cops pulled up. He was arrested for disorderly conduct and property damage. We don't know the type of action figures he collects, but Star Wars comes to mind, among others. All right, that's nominee number one. Number two, we've had a lot of stories over the years about carjackers who fail because they can't. I love this. They can't drive stick.
Sticks!
Yeah, stick shifts. They're just... If you're going to attempt to steal a vehicle and you don't know the transmission type...
Right.
You should learn how to drive a stick shift.
I think everyone should know how to drive a stick shift, but that's just my personal woman's opinion.
I agree. In fact, in high school, they did teach you.
It'd be fun to be able to drive one.
They didn't teach us. Eric's Subaru is a stick shift.
Oh.
They didn't teach us in high school how to drive a stick shift. I had to learn with my dad.
We had these automated machines that we used in high school, and it taught you the delicate balance of extending one part of your body while pulling back on the other.
Right. You got to put in the clutch. Yeah. Okay. I know where you're going there.
I could have used that machine. I do not know how to drive a stick.
I am shocked. With all your technical brilliance.
Well, no, I get lots of shame from that because they're like, hey, look at that car. Yeah, that's right.
Boy.
It's an automatic.
With a, you lose cool points.
I got to tell you.
With a V8 turbo? Oh, my God.
The worst car purchase I ever made was buying a Corvette with a stick. I said, you buy a Corvette, you got an automatic transmission, you're a sissy. No.
But in the city.
In the city, in Miami, when you're stopping and every 5 seconds
it's terrible.
For the next illegal alien to cross the street.
Your leg will go to sleep.
It gets very... Anyway, this guy... This guy jumped into a car, threw the driver out to carjack it out of a man's driveway, but couldn't move the car because he didn't know that it was in park.
Go.
So that's a special kind of stupid there.
Yep.
Because all you got to do is look at that little, what Lisa Douglas called the prenendal on Green Acres. It's the, you know, those little things that say P-R-N-D and low for low
gear. I think we won an Abbey Award for a spot called the prendle.
And
of course we did.
We also have this lowlife, a prostitute in Jacksonville, who made a deal with a guy in the parking lot of a Shell station. That's when you know you're going.
That's quality.
High class hooker, right? Offered to perform services in exchange for $5 and a can of Pringles.
Oh, no.
$5 and a can of Pringles.
This didn't work out well because after it was over, he demanded his money back and shot her in the shoulder.
Wow.
Now, you can go to court with that and claim, I didn't get my money's worth from this lady of the evening, so I shot her. But I don't think that's going to play very well in a court. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
I'm going to say Whoopi Pringles.
I like that. Whoopi Pringles.
I'm going to go with the guy with the action figures who went on a
tantrum. That's good.
I like the guy with the car in park. So, Emily, you get to break the tie. Which one of us do you hate the least at the moment?
Bailey, you want to come hang out with me in my office?
Pick one of the three. What do you think? Whoopi Pringles,
The Pringles.
Action figure
the
guy.
The Pringles get me.
Okay.
$5 and a can of Pringles will get you.
He's our winner.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
You didn't have to go along with my choice out of spite. I would understand.
No, I mean, Rich sent me a detailed forecast for our honeymoon in St. Augustine.
Yes.
So I'm very thankful and appreciative.
At least through Tuesday.
How's it looking?
It looks pretty good.
Well, they're not going to be outdoors.
Not too bad. Who
cares what the weather is? It'll be 5 days of room service and fun.
With Pringles.
We should put together a Pringles gift basket.
Well, you know, they are
going
to need...
God, I'm not funny.
They're going to need snacks for the drive.
Right.
So Pringles and gas station jerky and...
Yep. Some action figures.
So that whoever's not driving can have some fun.
Yeah, yeah. We always worry about boredom in the passenger seat. Let me mention, not only do I advocate for Adams Drugs for people...
You need medication.
As the best place to have your prescriptions filled, because these other places are crazy. I know people who tried Big Blue and after a week said, that's enough of that. I can't park within a mile of the store. And I need medicine for pain. And it's just inconvenient as all get out. And then when you have one pharmacy merged with another, you're just another smaller fish in a bigger pool. That does not make that individual service that much easier to accomplish. That is never the problem with Adams Drugs. It takes 2 minutes to move your prescriptions, your insurance, all that information to them, and then have that personal in-town experience with people who will offer a level of customer service that is second to none. I also want to mention that Adams Drugs is looking to add to their team. And I can't think of a better group of people that you could work for. And by the way, if you have a college student that needs a job, they work with the college students' hours. Just go right up the street to get an application to the Adams Drugs at Carmichael and Perry Hill Road, and you can start the process there. Fantastic people. Go to adamsdrugs.net to become a customer, because there's 12 locations, and if you can hear us over the air, there's one near you.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 86